BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Today's podcast includes us taking drastic but much needed action against pop star George Ezra.
Yeah. I mean, it was quite a horrible moment, actually, when we met him there. But we'll explain it all in the podcast.
And I think he saw us doing it as well, which is bad.
Let's hope nothing bad happens to us from it.
Also, things badly backfire as I try to be clever on bangers. Another listener finds out where they were made on Where Do You Think They Were? It's a good one today. Boat special. And our listeners on honeymoon in the Maldives use our podcast for another reason than just enjoyment. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Okay, we're back on Thursday lunchtime with Scott and Chris. 1:40 today, another Where Do You Think They Were? A listener finds out from their parents where they were made. It's not as gruesome as you think. And you do get an epic birthday shower in return.
Best game on radio, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And today, Australians are involved. And I love Australians, as you know. I kind of want to be one. Because they're just so honest. So I'm expecting a good one today at 1:40.
Also, I just hate whenever you want me to do an Australian accent. And I feel like I'm going to have to do it a lot more today.
Yeah.
But I just can't.
I will be asking for that a bit later, yeah. Also, James has been on, working at the supermarket company that rhymes with avocado, saying, are you still going to answer the phone lines for bangers today? Yeah, I am. I'm fed up of it, James.
You lost yesterday.
What happened yesterday? I wasn't listening.
Well, what happened is you left a song for Matt Edmondson to play, and it was one of your favourite songs by a group called Clowncore, and the song was called Toilet. Sadly, that wasn't chosen yesterday, so I won. So I've pretty much won the week, unless you win today.
That's not my song, though. Did you just put that in, did you?
Oh, I thought it was your favourite.
No.
So anyway, you're going to have to go to drastic lengths today to try win.
Well, I'm going to answer the phone, so that they will pick me. So that
a
will
lot
be,
if they don't.
That will be happening later on. Also, I know everyone's getting ill at the moment, right? So much illness around. Can I just say, George Ezra, what an absolute trooper today. 4 amazing songs in the live lounge, and he is not feeling good, love him. Now, I know George Ezra's famous, but famous people do still carry germs. Admittedly, they're more attractive germs than the rest of us, but they're still germs and you can still get ill from them. But I feel really bad because we've just literally got the antibac out and pass it here.
It's kind of awkward, isn't it? So we've just
shook his hand. Now, do you carry this around with you all the time?
Actually, it was one that you gave to me because you said that you should always carry one of these around, you know,
I just think, in case... In case what?
Just in case you need to get your hands clean. Yeah. But anyway, what's happened here is we've just met George Ezra. Love him.
Kills 99.9% of all bacteria.
He put out his hand to both of us to shake it, and I was a bit like...
No, he's ill!
No, I don't want to do this. Like, hello, George!
You go. I don't care who you are. You might have had one of the best-selling songs of the year, but you can still give me illness, and I'm not cool with that. Is that true? The producer saw him go to the loo 3 times.
Ooh.
Right, lather up on that stuff. Scott Mills. Scott Mills here. I think I've decided I'm going to retire from public speaking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did a graduation ceremony in Glasgow last night and it was like a nightmare.
Oh.
No, they were all really nice, but it was just really early and like there was no reaction to any of my quips or gags.
Oh, I tried. Jokes.
I tried my best, and like, I'm going to rewrite it because I don't think it's the crowd's fault. I think it's me, but I literally threw everything in there. I did a joke about you and me.
What, and it fell flat?
Like, everything just fell flat. There wasn't one giggle. I need to rewrite, basically. Scott Mills. Hello, Mariah.
Hello.
Welcome to Where Do You Think They Were? Are you ready for this?
Kind of, almost, maybe, yes.
Okay. When's your birthday?
6th of December, so very soon.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't say happy birthday at the moment because that will come in the form of your epic birthday shout-out very soon. But first, you've got to listen to your mum tell you where she did it with you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You might be lucky with the story as well, Mariah. It might be purely functional. Do you know what I mean? There might be nothing
you know
sort
That'd
of
thing.
Why would that be worse?
Because it's so mechanical to think of it that way.
Okay. you'd rather your mum had a good night, would you?
I'd rather there was some romance involved, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'm sure it was really romantic.
Yeah, well, we're about to find out. The best of luck. Now let's speak to your mum. This is our first international Where Do You Think They Were. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
Where are you, Anne, at the moment?
I'm in Melbourne, Australia.
Melbourne, Australia?
Yes.
I'm not going to get bogged down in time differences here and stuff like that. But like right now, are you by a pool, sort of sipping on some kind of lush drink?
No, I'm waiting to go to bed.
Is it nighttime there, Anne?
Yeah, definitely nighttime.
Chris doesn't understand why the time is different in other places. He can't get his head around time zones, Anne.
You always misrepresent this. I understand that there are time zones. What he don't understand is why we bother with them.
He also doesn't understand why the weather's different in different places.
Shut up. So are you must be buzzing for Christmas in a different way. I assume you'll be barbecuing.
Yeah, that's generally the plan here because it's hot. Barbecuing or going to the beach or just sleeping in. Yeah.
I feel like I'm stereotyping
a bit. There's no snow on the ground.
Yeah. I would quite like to spend one Christmas on a beach, though. It'd be quite cool.
I think you should. Yeah. Come to Australia.
Oh, I definitely will. Right, hold on then. Anne, I'll be with you after this.
Scott Mills. One.
All right, Anne, are you ready to share the story?
Sure.
Mariah, are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Let's get the sexy music on.
Okay, Anne, we'll let you begin in your own time.
We could probably say it was an unintended boozy boat trip. There was about half a dozen of us, and we were heading off on a 4 or 5 day max sailing trip to King Island, which is an island off of Australia.
Okay.
But about 3 hours, 4 hours into it, we found out there was going to be a fairly significant storm.
Can we row back slightly? So you're all on this boat party for a reason right now. You're not taking part in some sort of group activity there, are you? What's the reason for the boat party?
The reason was my husband-to-be was a yachtie, and so his friends were all yachties, and there was a half a dozen of us that had decided to go on a trip, and we're going to spend about 3 days on that island, checking out the cheese and the wines and doing whatnot.
Okay, so it's a cultural trip.
Yeah, it was a cultural trip.
I want to marry a yachty.
Yeah, what is a yachty? I only know little yachty.
You get to go all sorts of great places around the world if he's a good yachty. But on this particular occasion, for reasons unbeknownst to me, nobody was quite aware of this storm that was coming in.
Okay, so we're on the boat and the storm is approaching.
The storm's coming in, so we headed into the nearest available port, if you will, which was a little town called Queenscliff.
Okay.
And there weren't very many, if any, rooms available in local hotels. So we could only get a few rooms for some of us on board, and David and I were delegated to stay on the boat.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so everyone, all the other yachties are in hotels, but there was no room in the inn for you and this guy.
Exactly. Man, let's just pretend that the husband's name was Joseph.
Okay, yeah.
So that's basically it. No room at the inn.
Oh, no. Right, you're all right.
Why I like sailing so much.
Are you a big fan of sailing?
It's always been in my blood, and now I know why.
Right, but this makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Your parents love it.
This is horrendous, but it's so funny at the same time.
So the boat is the boat a rocking?
The boat was rocking madly, and even though my husband was a very well-versed sailor and never spent a day or even an hour seasick in his life, that wasn't the case for me. He had a suggestion, which I guess it kind of worked at the end of the day, was that if you move your body into the opposite direction of the way the boat's moving consistently, that you'll kind of overcome those seasick potential motions. Right. So,
is that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, that's what he said.
Mm. Let me just check in on Mariah. Are you okay, Mariah?
That's well smooth. Nice one, Dad.
It is a good one to use when the seas are stormy, isn't it?
It is. Well done. Fair play.
Yeah, and you've got your parents, obviously, the boat's going in one way, your parents the other. I was always told to get over seasickness that you had to suck on a fisherman's friend.
No.
Oh, dear.
Aren't you supposed to look at the horizon or something, or don't look at the horizon? I don't know.
When it's night, you can't look at the horizon, but the fisherman's friend one is pretty funny, and I think there was probably a bit of that. But.
Right, okay.
Oh, God. That is horrendous.
Same
that is terrible.
Oh. Okay, Anne, you definitely did do what he suggested.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get sick, so, well, I had morning sickness.
Mm. When this was all taking place, I assume you weren't on top deck?
Definitely below deck.
And was this a sort of...
It would have been far too dangerous.
Mm. It was in the cabins, one of the captain's cabins or something.
Well, the thing was, the boat was not a leisure craft. It was a racing boat, so it was built for speed, not comfort.
Is that what he told you as well?
Storm's back.
We're not on the
phone. What's going on?
This is mad. It's like doing a song.
It's not boudoir. Yes.
I don't know how you're doing it, but your phone is singing as a song.
Yeah. Right, we'll come back. I don't know what happened to your mum's phone.
That's amazing.
It's playing a song.
We've lost her. We're going to have to get her back.
Right, let's get her back.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Anne?
Hi.
Anne, your phone went mad.
Well, I just looked at my phone to see if I had some apps in the background, but I don't.
No, it was playing a song and everything. Anyway, back to where do you think they were, Anne? So you're on a boat and you're below deck and that's where Mariah was made.
Yeah, well, I think that had to be round about the time because David was supposed to be heading off to Europe in early April and then I was going to be heading back to America and we were possibly going to catch up again at some later stage. But when his April trip came around, I was definitely pregnant. Yeah. So plans changed. I was going with him.
I think I've got everything in my head at the moment, Scott. I feel almost the picture is complete. I suppose the only other question to ask would be, was there any music playing at the time? Was it sort of, you know, that sort of those sailors' ditties?
Gee, I'd love to say yes for the sake of a good story, but I can guarantee you not.
See, I was imagining this.
Yes, that's what I mean, Scott. That's the stuff. That's what I'd like to imagine was playing. Yeah. The boat was rocking away in the port.
Whoa!
Yep.
Yeah.
Man aboard!
Man overboard.
Oh. Okay, I think I'm all right. I'm good now. Yeah. Mariah, how are you?
I'm surprisingly okay.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that. You're a boat baby.
I know, and you know what? It makes sense. Like, I love the water, and as disturbing as it is, it's like nearly three decades ago now. I'm removed from it, so yeah. I think I can deal.
Exactly. Yeah, you seem pretty chilled.
It's in your blood, isn't it? You're a seaman's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ocean is in my blood.
That's right. All right, thank you so much, Anne, for spilling all the tea there, all the details.
Okay, thank you for having me, and sorry, Mariah, for you having to hear that.
Thanks, Ma. Appreciate it. Thanks for making me.
Right, you've sat through the worst. Now it's time for the absolute best. Are you ready for your birthday shout-out?
Yes, cannot wait.
Here we go. Ah, Mariah, it's Matt Edmondson. Happy birthday to you. What a lovely story we got from Anne there. She went down under to Australia, lovely place to go on a boat voyage. A boat full of seamen and sea women as well. It takes two to tango, doesn't it? You know, if the boats are rocking, don't come and knocking. Everyone got a bit wet, probably a stormy night. And you were conceived, so happy birthday.
Hi, Mariah. It's Rita Ora here. I am so sorry you had to hear that, but happy birthday.
Wow, that must have been rather difficult to sit through and hear. You know, the whole motion with the ocean was just a little bit TMI. I think it's safe to say your birthday can only get better from here. So wishing you the happiest of birthdays. I hope you enjoy a beautiful day and all your dreams and wishes come true. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't fancy going on a boat anytime soon.
It's Jason Derulo. I'm so sorry to hear what happened to you. But listen, happy birthday.
Did you love it, Mariah?
Yes, I love it. It was the best.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. You see, it is worth it.
Oh, totally. Like, I don't have to think about it. I might have nightmares, but whatever.
Scott Mills.
I've got a bloke called Ed the Dog coming up.
Ed the Dog?
Ed the Dog. It's not a puppet. It's not like Hacker or whatever. It's an actual bloke from High Wycombe.
I don't know why. Yeah, I imagined a puppet as well with Ed the Dog.
No.
Don't Don't know how many dogs called Ed.
It's an actual man. Currently on tour with Circa Waves. Huh. Where do you think they were today? Matthew, how did it make you feel?
Oh, well, I don't know where to start. The bit that tipped me overboard was the sound effects. You really, really changed this game.
Yeah, the sound effects make it a bit more intense, don't they, in the story with Mariah and her mum there today. Is there any bit that particularly offended you?
Offended me? No. But the fisherman friends, I will never look at them again.
Why?
I'll always think of this.
Yeah, it's true. Although fishermen's friends, don't want to slag them off here, but they are gross, aren't they? But I've not actually had one.
I think for the older generation.
Yeah, don't say they're gross if you've not ever had one. They might be delicious.
I just, from what everyone says.
It was this bit that really put me off my lunch.
I was always told to get over seasickness that you had to suck on a fisherman's friend.
No.
Oh, dear.
Now, aren't you supposed to look at the horizon or something, or don't look at the horizon? I don't know.
When it's night, you can't look at the horizon, but the fisherman's friend one is pretty funny, and I think there was probably a bit of that. But.
Right. Oh, you just don't want to hear Mum say that. Steve, you really enjoyed it today, did you?
I really did, yeah, especially the fisherman's friend bit. Yeah, okay. That seemed to be the one for me, but fortunately I haven't got any friends that go fishing, so I can't quite relate to it.
So today's story, out of 5 stars, what would you give it?
6, to be
honest.
6,
okay.
One of the best, especially with the sound effects, and I think it was a laid-back approach as well that just reeled it out there.
Kind of matter-of-fact, wasn't it? And also, but you're enjoying the addition of the extra sound effects, are you?
Oh, definitely. It took it to another cringeworthy level, definitely.
It's definitely up a level.
Okay, thanks very much, Steve, for the feedback. And
no worries.
Would you ever go on the feature yourself?
I might, but I'm not sure my parents would.
Okay, well, try and convince them. Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if anyone wants to take part. We always need more people. Laura.
Yep.
Your best bit today?
The phone having an absolute meltdown trying to end the call was just hilarious. I was actually crying.
I don't know why
so funny.
The mum's phone started playing us a song.
What's gone mad. No, what's going on? This is mad. It's like doing a song.
Laura, have you ever had that happen to you on the phone before? I don't think I have.
Never, but I have to hear it again at some point. Well, no, it might remind me of that story, though, to be fair.
It was
so maybe
like
not.
Some kind of odd interference.
It was odd.
Really,
yeah.
I mean, I know she was far away, but really weird. All right, Laura, I'm glad you enjoyed it today.
Yeah, thanks.
Scott Mills.
Black Friday is really confusing in Wales at the moment.
Why is that?
Because the Friday before Christmas, where most people finish early and go to the pub, in Wales is called Black Friday.
Right.
Like one of the busiest nights of the year. So then throwing this shopping Black Friday into the mix is really confusing Tom and everyone in Wales.
There was a big day last week in Wales, wasn't there?
Oh, that would be the Beaujolais Day.
Beaujolais Day, that's a new one for me. I didn't know about this before.
Just take a day off and drink wine.
Unbelievable.
You've got it right, Wales.
Scott Mills.
Busy, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been manning the phones next door. This has to stop.
Hello, Radio 1? Yes, how are you? I'm good. Who am I speaking to? Hey, Luke. Right, look, I really need your help. Can we take him down? Yeah. Seriously, like, he's winning with songs that he shouldn't be winning with. Or are you just, hang on, is this a bluff, though, and you're, like, you'll come on air and then you'll be like, oh, yeah, no, and then you'll pick him? Okay, are you sure? Okay, I'll keep you on my list, all right?
I'll keep you on my list.
It's going well.
I have faith that someone's just going to infiltrate, say that they really like you and go for me anyway.
I want to answer the phones more often. It's really fun.
Scott Mills.
I've taken it upon myself to answer the phone calls now for bangers for the foreseeable future. It's not just one-off.
Well, it's going to be a regular thing, is it?
Yeah. So I just spoke to Luke a few moments ago off air.
Hey, Luke. Right, look, I really need your help. Can we take him down? Yeah. Seriously, like, he's winning with songs that he shouldn't be winning with.
Just one call I took there.
Thing is, I'm not winning by cheating. I'm winning by picking songs you just don't like that I'm winning.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Well, this is the ultimate test now, isn't it? Can I trust my listeners? Hello, Luke.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Don't let me down, Luke.
Oh, of course not. I won't.
Okay.
Luke, do you want to be playing a game that seems very, very unfair?
Sorry, who's this speaking?
Oh, yes, okay.
Luke. Yes, Luke.
Fine.
Okay. Here's what I've got for you today, Luke. Yes, Neo.
I suppose we better hear the other choice as well, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is Neo.
to make it even.
And Connor Maynard. Do you know where I heard this? And I was like, I've written this down on my phone.
Where'd you hear this?
Just shortly after we did our BBC Sounds launch on the London Eye, and we all went to Spoons for a drink after and heard it in there, and I wrote it down.
Did you?
Yeah.
Spoons classic.
Yeah, it is a Spoons classic. So that's my one.
All right, Luke. While I'm here, my name's Chris Stark, and you can have my banger choice today, which is this.
What did you say your name was? Steve?
Oh, Steve. Steve would love this, actually. This is Three of a Kind Baby Cakes. Classic Steve, yeah. This.
This is actually, you know, a bit similar to Spoons as well.
Yeah? What are you going to say, then?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
It's the person who, well done, Chris. Let's do it.
You picking me?
Of course.
See, go on, right, Luke.
Right. I cannot trust any of you.
Go on, Luke.
I can't trust any of you.
Yes, Luke.
Cheers, sir. Chris, love for the phone call as well.
Big fan of yours, mate. Baby cakes, you just don't know how
One. In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun? How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.
When I answered his phone call, he was so convincing, so convincing, and that's why you cannot trust any listener.
I'll tell you what's happened here. So when you answer the phones, the big mistake you make is you only answer one, right? You answered one call and then you decided to leave.
Right.
Whereas what you should have done is just stayed there talking to Luke. What I did is I then phoned Luke back. And this is the conversation I had with Luke. If you click on the one that says Luke Doublecross.
Oh.
There. Hi, Luke. It's Chris Stark. Oh, I'm your hero. Well, listen, I'm really sorry about that. I just thought I'd give you a very, very quick call before we do bangers, because Scott's just popped out. Now, he had the opportunity to answer loads more calls, but he's decided to run out. So, with that in mind, I thought I could have a quick chat with you about seeing which way you're going to vote in bangers today. Well, what I was hoping, if I could count on your vote, is that I promise you it could be very funny to see him lose every day this week. It's a trousers-down situation. Yeah, exactly that. And that's what I've got in my manifesto for you today. So I'm just going to put this out there. If you pick me, this will be amazing. What we should do is pretend that we've never spoken before. So this conversation never existed. He'll be really cocky and confident that he's going to win, and he won't. Are you down for this, Luke? Yeah. But, mate, when you come on, don't say that you've spoken to me, okay? That's the key here.
Okay, good.
Yeah?
Fine. Well, no, because when just before we played the song, he said this.
Cheers, sir. Love for the phone call as well.
Big fan of yours, mate.
I was what phone call?
Sort of gave it away a bit, didn't it?
Scott Mills. Radio
1. You know I love getting your emails. Send them in, whatever you've got. I'll take it all. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Will you take it all, though?
Yeah, I'm not fussy, you know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything?
Just get in touch with me. Well, not anything. Make it interesting. But yeah, if it's interesting, email me. Now, if you were a newlywed... Well, you kind of are. But if, like, you were on your honeymoon, would you ever think to email our show?
Yeah, potentially. But then I'm different, aren't I? I'm always thinking of stuff that we can put on the show. So, yeah, I might do.
No, but if you were a listener.
Ah. Well, maybe people listen on their honeymoon. I don't know.
Natalie has done that. Hello, Natalie Smith. She says, currently writing this on the beach on our honeymoon in the Maldives.
Wow. The Maldives. This isn't Maldives music, though,
no,
is
this
it?
Is Hawaii, but that's all I've got.
It's sort but of it the same, hot. Though, isn't it? It's
sounds
kind
hot.
Of beachy.
Okay, also, where do you stand on reading out praise?
Yeah, I'm fine with it, yeah. Bring
because
it
on. We've talked about this before, liking praise on Twitter when someone does a nice comment, yeah. Like, Scott and Chris are the best thing on the radio, like.
Yeah, no, it's well worth hammering in case management are listening.
Okay, so I'll read it, right?
Yeah.
Natalie says, I want to confess something to you. Firstly, I'd like to say we adore you. I actually refer to you as my spirit animal and listen to the show all the time and listen to every single podcast. But enough flattery for now. What's that? Let's praise out of the way, right?
It sounds like there's a but coming.
No, it's not a but. She's just bragging, to be honest. In our luxury beachside villa...
Yes.
Sorry, not sorry. We have an adorable outside toilet. At one with nature and that. I had one of them in Thailand once. I did not get on with it.
In what sense? Is it a sort of squatting situation?
No. I just don't want to be outside.
The Maldives, whenever I see pictures of the Maldives, this is the one where there's like huts in the sea. Everyone who lives in the Maldives has a hut in the sea.
No, I don't think that's true, Chris.
No?
No, I think you've been watching too many of them travel shows.
I've never been to the Maldives,
no.
Ovs. Would love to go, hut in sea.
The beaches look incredible. Anyway, Natalie and Glenn, I hope you're having a lovely time.
Look, sorry, I've just image searched Maldives. It's just pictures of hut in sea.
Okay, cool. So, they've got an outside toilet. Natalie says, problem is, it also has pretty excellent acoustics. Now, I'm not a prude by any means, but having your echoed around the place for your new husband to hear is probably not the idyllic romantic scene that they advertise on the Maldives adverts. It started off that we would just put your podcast on to drown out the noise. Great.
What would you rather listen to?
Thank you. Things escalated quickly, and now any time we need the bathroom, it's referred to as Milsing. I know you've got the bridge named after you on the M3, but thought this could be another iconic claim to fame for you.
That really worries me, Scott. The association of the podcast and the activity, because what it might mean is that whenever they hear the podcast, it makes them need to go.
Well, because of the acoustics, they're drowning themselves out because you don't, like, if you're newlywed, it's like, kind of, you don't, like, you're not farting.
No, shut up. What are you on about? If you're newlywed, you've been together a while, you're used to the farting.
Oh.
It's like if you meet a new partner, you don't want to fart in front of them and you certainly don't want to ruin their parents' toilet.
But Natalie and Glenn obviously aren't at that stage.
Yeah.
Or, like, the acoustics are mad in this outside toilet. It'll be like...
Yeah, like meteor crashing Deep Space Nine sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Armageddon.
Like the echo just goes on forever.
Yeah. And then a wolf howls.
Yeah.
Oh!
The birds disappear from the trees.
Yeah, all that sort of thing.
So this is what's happening right now in the Maldives. Okay?
On today's podcast, it's a good one. Lots of very funny things, including...
There's Glenn there, and he's having a bit of a meals.
Names. It was a good one today, actually. Dax Jones, music video or adult video. I'm finding that to be one of my games that we're doing, actually.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
That's what's happening right now somewhere in the Maldives.
So we read out comments from underneath either one of the...
It does sound like we're in the toilet.
It does.
I don't know how you've done that. It's really clever. We do something very, very similar on this show, actually, to Milsing, and I do like that name of it. But whenever I go to the toilet...
Oh, here we go.
I'll leave the studio, but if I need to take slightly longer in the toilet... I send Scott a picture of Gordon Brown.
He does. I get a picture of former Prime Minister Gordon Brown and then I know he's going to be a while.
Yeah. Figure it out for yourselves. The other thing is, Scott, if I'm, say, round someone's house and the whole family are there, what I'll do is I'll drown out me in the toilet by turning on the shower.
I do that.
As if that's acceptable. But then surely they're thinking, why is he having a shower right now?
Yeah.
You know, why is that a better noise?
Unannounced shower. Yeah. Always tricky when you're in a newer relationship as well.
Absolutely.
Anyone else got any tips on how to drown it out? 81199.
Scott Mills.
Yep, also been guilty of that, flushing at the same time.
What do you mean?
drowns out the sound.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
And then flash again, but it's fine. People just hear you flash again, but I'll live with that.
Tricky reaching back like that, though, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, God. Scott Mills. So there's Amy, who's listening in Colchester at the moment. We've got Josh, who's out to watch his mate's new band perform tonight in Sheffield. And Chloe in York, who's pretending to be American just so she can eat loads. Great idea. I want Thanksgiving to be a thing here, like Halloween is now, because that's off of America as well.
I reckon it will happen at some point.
More turkey! Last week, I was locked in a dark room and made to listen to new Miley Cyrus music, and it is good. We'll get to play it to you soon. I'm not even sure if I can say who she's been working with. No, I can't, can I? But it's good. Matt, what are you saying to us this afternoon?
Hi, guys. How are you getting on?
Yeah, good. What's happening?
Yeah, so basically, as you do, sitting at work listening to Radio 1, thought I'd have a wee Google to see what the boys look like. The boys. The boys. So, fired in Chris Stark's name, went on Wikipedia. It turns out you're married to Scott Mills as of today.
Oh, really? Really? Someone's written that on there. Yeah. Wikipedia a long time ago no longer became mine and was just for the people. And we've had problems there, haven't we, Scott, with some of the stuff people have added to my Wikipedia?
Well, anyone can change it, right?
Anyone can change it. And we had the horrible situation where we turned up at a race course that we were DJing in, and they decided to take all the information about me from the Wikipedia, including some quite nastily doctored stuff on there.
Yeah.
Which was actually, I would say, quite compromising as well.
Yeah.
And that was put in every race programme.
Yeah, they just ripped it straight from Wikipedia.
I'd like to say the accusations are not true.
No. Okay.
So you're not married?
No, he is married already, but it says that we got married today, does it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Who changed that?
Honestly, it wasn't me, but I just found it hilarious. So
was it you, though?
I'm being serious. It's not.
Okay.
Well, what's it say on Scott's Wikipedia? On Scott's Wikipedia?
Chris.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, does it say it on Scott's one?
All right, no. It says it on yours. Sorry, okay. That's what I meant.
Does that make me an adulterer?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. Good.
No, I'm the adulterer, then. Don't clip that up, by the way.
I love that. Scott Mills. Hello, Jess, who's been on saying, please can superfan Steve meet some more pop stars soon? Yeah, we've done it quite a lot recently. So basically, latest one was Rita Ora. Rita comes in, thinks it's a normal interview, thinks she's going to speak to a superfan. What she doesn't know is it's actually Chris, who we've called Steve, and it's just the most awkward chat. They have to answer questions about Rita, and Steve normally gets in there first because it's Chris next door with all the answers written down on a bit of paper.
Mm. Do you know what? I was somewhere the other night and walked past this bloke. Massive bloke, right? Walked past him, he didn't say anything. But as I walked past, he just went, Steve. That was it. It's like a code to show that you listen to the show. I really like it. Scott
Mills. Back tomorrow from 4 for the official chart, and then I'm leaving you.
Yeah, well, be honest here, because we're not going to hear from you again now. For how long?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
I know.
Shouldn't be allowed. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.